Today's episode is brought to you by Harry's. Please visit harrys.com/cadcast to claim your free trial set. That's harrys.com/cadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 488. I'm your host, GPD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we are joined by a man who is also rumored to have hardware defects, Wombat.
Yeah, hardware. That's what they are. Actually, that's probably the only thing on me that works.
Perfect. Everybody throw up now at the same time. Ready? One, two.
You know what? Here, this will help make everyone feel better. I'm actually fully dressed, which is rare while we do these shows. Wow. So
classy.
Yeah, I'm like wearing jeans and stuff. That usually doesn't happen.
A top hat and a monocle.
Tails.
What are you wearing, Ship?
I have pajama pants and a t-shirt on.
What?
Yeah, that's usually how I. That's usually
and
how
Fallout
I roll.
Socks.
Oh, how are your Fallout socks still in one piece?
These are different. I have multiple Fallout socks.
Oh, sorry.
But these are also going in the trash immediately after I take them off today.
Wombat, did you throw out the shorts from last week?
Why?
Because we.
Oh, the ripped ones?
Yes.
No. They're still sitting around somewhere.
Because we could have been in, you know, on a little tear there for a little bit.
Hey, you know, I have a birthday coming up.
So you're throwing shorts for your birthday? Yes,
I'm saying that now you know what I need for my birthday is new shorts.
Right. All right.
In 3 months.
Yep.
You have a birthday.
Start saving now for a pair of $6 C9 shorts.
too much focus on Wombat's groin area at the beginning of the show. It's making me a little nauseous.
That's why people tune in.
I just got back from Florida. Today, we went to Universal Studios. We went to visit my parents, but that was a main focus of the trip as well. The Universal Studios. Have you been there?
I've never been there.
I've been there, but it was before Harry Potter. That was just like a dueling dragons roller coaster when I was.
I see. It's all about Harry Potter now, or it's mostly about Harry Potter now. That's where the bulk of the people seem to be. It seems tilted in that direction. But that's an expensive vacation for a family. That's no joke. How much a ticket costs to that, Wombat? What would you guess a ticket to that? You know, there's like two. It's broken up into two parks so that they could sell you. You know, a two-park pass, basically. Mm-hmm. Guess how much that cost. Now, we went on the value day, okay? Which is like off-season, off-peak. So, guess how much that would cost for an adult.
Just one day,
one day,
people.
The both parks. And if you want to see all of the Harry Potter, you need both parks. They put, conveniently, Harry Potter wound up in both of these parks, somehow.
I'm going to say it's $200 a person?
That's very close. Maybe that's what it is if it's peak, but this was $165.
Okay.
I feel
plus
like
tax?
That's a, yeah, plus tax. I feel like that's a lot. Isn't that a lot of money to go to an amusement park? I mean,
yes, it's an exorbitant amount of money. Yes. That is
that's just
for
1 day or is that multiple days?
1 day. That's 1 day.
Wow.
Off peak.
It
now
was
that
not
doesn't
that expensive pre Harry Potter.
Now that doesn't include if you want the Express Pass.
Gotta get that.
You gotta get that because
the Hogwarts Express Pass.
No, the Express Pass unfortunately does not work on any of the Harry Potter stuff. Inconveniently, but how much do you think the Express Pass costs? Actually, I forgot. I think, but it was like
$75.
Yeah, it was like $70, I think. That's per person. Now, that's that's only the basic Express Pass. If you want the unlimited Express Pass, because this is just one Express Pass per ride, so you can only use it, you can only go on each ride once if you want to, using the Express line. There's another fee for the better Express Pass. Anyway, the point is a dizzying amount of money.
And are the Express lines actually shorter, or yes. Are they just?
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's either an hour or sometimes no line at all, or 10 minutes.
So it pays to be wealthy at Universal.
Dude, you can't even get in if you're not. It's $165 per person. And the kids, you know what the kids discount is? $5. So it's pretty insane. We had a really good time, and Ty, we, you know, of course.
This is why I'm taking the kids to Colonial Williamsburg this summer, by the way.
Right. I bet you that's a lot. That's not $170.
I think children under 10 are free actually there.
Anyway, the park
How
itself
are the rides?
Is. The park
there
itself,
are no rides.
Right, exactly. But here's the thing, Ship. I know you are a connoisseur of amusement park rides.
Sure. Yeah. I love amusement parks.
I like going to amusement parks, but I don't go that often. So this is the first time I've been to a major American one in a while, I guess.
Okay.
All these rides now are like 3D. It's basically only as good as the video that they've produced.
That's a issue with that park specifically.
I see.
That, I mean, because it is Universal Studios, so they do have all of that 3D licensed video.
And some of them are good. Like, you know, the Transformers one I thought was very exciting, but the Simpsons one was great. But they're all basically the same thing. You're sitting in chairs. It's shaking. It's not really moving.
That part of that park is not very good. That's the Universal Studios part. You want to be in Islands of Adventure.
Right.
That's the theme park.
Right. They have a lot of those rides too, I guess.
Spider-Man?
Isn't Spider-Man another one of those rides?
Did you not write Spider-Man?
I did Spider-Man in Japan. I thought I did that. No, we didn't do Spider-Man.
Show's over, everyone. Okay, stay tuned next week.
Sorry, I got to go back to Florida. Hold on.
I don't remember. Spider-Man, it has some of that 3D stuff in, but it's a like a mouse car roller coaster type of thing as well.
I have to see.
They still have that Hulk roller coaster?
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
The Hulk roller coaster is great.
We didn't do any of the roller coasters because nobody in my family was going to do that except for me.
You didn't do Spider-Man, though.
I guess not. Sorry.
That's a fantastic ride.
Okay. I didn't know about that one.
You should have gone to Disney.
Yeah, if you weren't going to ride anything, you might as well have just gone to Disney.
Yeah, well,
go to Epcot.
The Harry Potter stuff was really cool. I think Ty got a big kick out of that.
That's true. He's read all the books, so that's...
He's read all the books and seen none of the movies, so I don't. He had a good time. He had a really good time.
Did you get any hurricanes at Jimmy Buffett's?
No, we didn't do that.
When Gretchen and I went, they had like a movie theater there as well. And I forget City Walk, I believe it's called.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So we decided, like after a day of riding roller coasters, we decided that we'd go see a movie, like. I don't know, towards the end of the day. The park might have actually been closed. I don't remember how it worked. But
it closes pretty early, I think.
So we went into Jimmy Buffett's and we're eating our meal. And she decides to order a hurricane. And she's never had a hurricane before.
Okay.
And I look down and she's got like... Our movie starts in like 5 minutes. And so they bring her out this hurricane, which I mean, it's a pretty substantial size drink as all hurricanes are. It's like 16 ounces of fruity alcohol beverage. And so she drank it all down in the 5 minutes. We go rush down City Walk, get into the movie theater, and like, she's just like stumbling at this point. So we sit her down and we're watching Ocean's 12. So like a movie that you can't like, you're supposed to be confused while you're watching it to begin.
I say lots of quick cuts and jumping and.
Right. And you're not quite sure what's going on with the plot. It's supposed to be like a kind of a thinker while you're watching it. And she's just like looking at me like she just has no clue what's going on. So then, yeah, she left for the bathroom several times. I don't remember if it was just to go to the bathroom or to get rid of the hurricane otherwise.
Right.
But that was a pretty great experience at Universal Studios.
No,
we had to watch that.
Your wife
again.
Is going
to
love that you told this story on the show.
she doesn't care.
It's not like she like, you know, robbed a child or something during her drunken
and then she robbed the child? That's terrible.
She enjoyed her hurricane. She had not had one of those.
No regrets.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Is the NBA restaurant still there?
I didn't see. No, there's an NBC. There's a giant NBC grill that had foosball tables that were actual tables that you could that you eat off of, which I thought was pretty cool. It's an amazing spectacle, but it's also a huge expense. We had a great time though as a family, and I don't know what to tell you. It was fun.
Ride Spider-Man next time.
Right, next time.
Next time, Spider-Man will be at Disney.
Oh. Yeah, they're going to have to rebrand that ride, aren't they?
Yeah, they're going to have to rebrand all of it.
We were tired at that point anyway. It was enough rides.
Back to your parents' house.
The Simpsons ride was really funny. Everybody enjoyed that.
That was not there when I was there. The last time I was there, it was all like the Jaws ride was still there and Back to the Future was still there.
Nah.
And is Twister still there?
I don't know.
Earthquake?
No, I don't think so. I'm not sure though. We didn't see everything. We only went for one day. So we couldn't see everything. But, you know, the Simpsons ride was so funny, you know, while you're waiting, it's making fun of itself and it's, the whole experience is pure Simpsons. It would be great if there was really like an itchy and scratchy land, but I know Simpsons is probably well past its peak of popularity for that to happen. But anywho, how about some show feedback, Wombat?
Nope, not this week.
What do you mean?
It was a little too heavy. I got a lot of thread is probably a strong word, but a lot of strong comments about apparently having an opinion on PewDiePie when at the end of the day, I didn't realize I had an opinion.
Right.
Like I didn't, I even listened back to what I said. I don't recall having an opinion. I still don't really care. My only thing was when you said that a 27-year-old isn't responsible for his own actions.
I never said, obviously I never said that, right?
You said
what I said is I could see how that could happen is what I said. I didn't say I forgive him. I didn't say I understand how you could be racist. I didn't say any of those things. People have a little trouble listening, I think. They're doing other things. I get it.
I don't care. That's where I've just beaten into. I honestly don't care.
I don't care.
He becomes he could be the biggest thing on YouTube tomorrow. We could never hear from him again tomorrow. At the end, I've decided I just don't care.
Well, you didn't even decide it. You never cared. I'm pretty sure.
That's true, too.
I think it's interesting. I mean, I think it's interesting for discussion. If you can find somebody that somebody else is interested to discuss it with you, but I could, you know, I'm not.
I only really
awake.
Care at all because of the influence that he has. That's the only interesting part of it to me is that this guy is influencing a generation. I
mean, clearly, because people were very lots of venomous comments in my direction for implying that I insulted him.
I didn't get any.
Yeah, you did.
I did? Where?
Yeah.
Because I got lumped in with you, like, as often, like, in comments or on Twitter or whatever, it seems like there's only two opinions on the show, and two of us get lumped on one side, and the other one gets lumped on the other. There's never, like, a third opinion. There's no gray area.
Of course, because nobody's listening to this show. Like, nobody's sitting in a chair at home, okay? you know, with the lights down low, listening to this show, like really thinking hard
with
about
the brandy, another type of after dinner liqueur.
Right. What do you think they are doing? They're delivering the mail. They're taking a shit, maybe. They're walking down the street.
No one is taking a shit for the entire length of this show.
No, but then, you know, they get up.
If you are, please go see a doctor.
Right. That's not healthy. They're commuting from work. They're looking at their phone while they're listening is probably what's most happening most of the time. So people get confused, and I understand. So that's why when I get feedback like that, I don't get too upset.
Just assume that we're right. Like all of us are right all the time.
Yeah.
And it makes it easier for everybody.
I'm right.
Well, by all of us, I meant two of us, not that other guy.
You guys can both suck my gene toad.
Right. This one comment was really the worst comment ever, and I think we have to read it.
I like it how it's the worst one because someone insulted you, but go ahead.
It's not even an insult. It's like it doesn't even make any sense.
Okay, go ahead and read it.
Trenchalicious wrote, GPD is part of the 1%. That is why he defends PewDiePie and why he tosses money at things he doesn't use.
True.
Money nor the object that come from it mean anything to him. It is about status and celebrity. I'm all about status and celebrity.
These are all true statements.
So far,
yes,
he is on. I'm not disagreeing yet. Must be nice to spend $500 to talk about something for 1 week and never again because it is too much hassle to hook it up. One day the maid will figure out how to hook it up and we will get content once again. The maid does not know how to hook up PlayStation VR. That's that's just a ridiculous comment. I mean, you clearly know nothing about maids. I do not have a maid, by the way.
Okay,
the first
sentence is true.
Nobody.
And the second to last sentence is true. But everything else outside of that is not.
I didn't defend PewDiePie. I merely said
I didn't say that. I said you were part of the TVs were part of the 1%. That's true.
I'm trying to figure out why he did what he did.
You did spend $500 to talk about something for 1 week.
$400. $400.
And then never again because it's too much of a hassle to hook up.
It's hooked up right now.
Would you hook it up before you left and just left it there?
No, it's hooked up. I mean, you know, kids come over. They want to check it out. It's hooked up. I mean, everything he said is basically false. I don't have a maid. Maids don't know how to hook up PSVR. I care a lot about status.
I think
celebrity.
You're generalizing that a maid wouldn't know how to hook it up. I know that this is, you know, a hypothetical maid situation, but that's fairly insulting.
Have you looked at the PSVR closely in terms of what it takes to hook it up?
You don't know.
What's that?
Maybe she was a doctor in her country.
Dr. PlayStation. Anyway. And the greatest thing was that there were people who were complaining on both sides. Some people complained that we defended PewDiePie, and some people complained that we didn't defend PewDiePie. So it's great. It's all coming together, Wombat.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of great, let's do some Watch This Bitches.
Sure.
We all saw Lego Batman this week.
We did.
Not together.
No, separately. With our own families.
I want to hear...
Shipwreck saw it only with one child and no spouse.
And he hates Batman.
So what'd you think, Shipwreck?
It was good. I didn't think it was as good as the Lego movie. But I think I liked the parts where they were making fun of Batman, but then when it turned into, this is really just broody Batman, like heavy-handed broody Batman, I thought it got a little long.
I think the movie was about a half hour too long.
Mm-hmm.
Like all in, it's about a half hour too long.
Yeah. It's an hour and 45 minutes. That is a long kids movie.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good. I think it was good. Yeah. I think it's the best Batman movie I've seen in a decade.
No. It's a great movie. It's probably somewhere 15 to 20 minutes too long. That's all.
Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot. I thought it was funny. I thought it mm-hmm. had all the Batman-y themes that you need. Shipwreck, I was thinking of Shipwreck, that they didn't show his parents being murdered.
Right, there's really enjoyed there's that. No origin story.
Right, I was pleased because I knew that you must have been pleased.
I think I would have liked to have seen, I don't know, more of the villains.
Like, yeah, they seemed more interesting.
Yeah, it seemed like I was expecting going in that this was going to be like a big cast of characters type of thing. Because you see in the previews and you see like a scene with all of the Justice League guys, and then you see all these different villains in another scene, and like that's the majority of this movie is just like Batman and Alfred and Robin and Batgirl.
There were a lot of long pauses of Batman walking like alone in his house. And right. it just seemed like okay, which works if you're making a movie that's not aimed at children, I guess.
Ty almost cried.
Yeah.
I mean, it's sad, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, he said, I feel bad for Batman twice. Spoiler. You might feel bad for Batman.
Batman has dead parents. Spoiler alert.
You may experience feelings of empathy. I enjoyed it a lot. I thought it was funny. My parents fell asleep during it.
Yeah, Laura fell asleep twice.
But I heard my dad laughing also.
Yeah, no, I laughed. It was very funny. Mm-hmm. And it has a ton of references, and it's cute, and I'll see it again. I'll probably wind up buying it for, you know, to watch right. at home ad nauseum. But it seemed to miss a little. It wasn't quite tight enough.
Right. It needed an edit. It needed mm-hmm. something because. Yeah. There's definitely some funny parts in there, but a lot of times I just was like thinking like, okay, when are we going to get to the next funny part? There mm-hmm. was like, it took itself too seriously for making fun of serious Batman.
Right. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, it's very good. It's just,
it opens strong. It has a really yes. strong, like, first 30. And that's also could sometimes be a problem when the rest of the movie isn't that strong.
That's where all the villains were at, too.
Mm-hmm. And he sings the song, and it's like a whole thing. It's cute. Mm. And then, but it never quite, that tone somehow gets lost
towards the end of the movie. I feel like the beginning of the movie, it's very much the Batman that was in the Lego movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was the same tone, it had the same kind of humor and everything, and then it was like, nope, we're going to go over here and tell our more traditional Batman story for a little while. And then we're going to get wacky again with more characters.
I will give a shout out to my friend Jared Stern, who wrote the Batman movie, and say, you did a great job. So,
yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did. No, he did. I let him know on the Twitters.
He replied back. He must have been so happy.
He said, thanks, Stuart.
Nice, dude. You're famous mm-hmm. now.
I am. Famous by association.
So you're the one that's looking for fame about status and celebrity, not me.
Yes.
Trenchalicious. Go after him.
Leave someone I know that worked very hard to get where he is in this industry.
Exactly.
That industry.
I rest my case.
What did your kids think about it, Wombat?
They were weird. Weirdly, like, not opinionated one way or the other.
Uh-huh.
You know, Sabrina, obviously, being older, can be more vocal with these kind of things. But she didn't leave the movie, like, jumping up and down going, like, this was amazing. And Elliot was like, he said, oh, it was really good. There were some scary parts. I'm like, what were the scary parts? I don't remember. That's what I got out of a 5-year-old.
Yeah.
So,
Emmeline, similar, I think, type of attitude towards it. Like, she definitely liked certain scenes, and she did say there were some scary parts, but she couldn't remember what they were.
Mm-hmm.
But she wasn't, I don't know. It wasn't her typical, like, talking about it for days afterwards.
Yeah, no. There was no talking about it for days afterwards with this. And it's interesting because they were really, both of them were super excited to go see it, like, for days talking about, when are we going to see Lego Batman? And the fact that after the movie, they were like, all right, we saw Lego Batman, and just, you know, back to their lives. It was sort of sort of a letdown. Elliot, the other day, just because it was on TV, I watched the last like 25 minutes of the Blues Brothers, which it's basically just when they play the big venue at the end,
mm-hmm.
and they sing Sweet Home Chicago, and then the huge car chase.
Sure.
The 20-minute long car. It's amazing. That,
like one of the greatest scenes ever. Yeah.
Yeah. Elliot watched that with me. And he was significantly more interested in the last 25 minutes of the Blues Brothers than anything that was in the Lego Batman movie.
Of course. That's a like clear cinema moment.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying he was able to pick up on that at 5 to understand that difference. Yeah. Yeah. I say thank you to that then.
Good. I say mm-hmm. good day to you.
I say good day. So there you go. The question now is, do I let my son watch the rest of the Blues Brothers movie knowing that it's woefully inappropriate?
Just tell him that it's inappropriate.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Oh, I know. And that would work. Can I see the rest of the movie? No, it's inappropriate. Yep. So we also watched Too Much of Chicago together the other day, the musical movie.
Wait, what?
The movie musical of Chicago?
With who? You watched it with your kids?
Well, they were like walking around the house while it was on in the background.
Because you said we watched it and we were just talking about.
No, we didn't like sit down and have a movie night.
Come here, son. We're going to watch Chicago.
Yeah, no. It wasn't like that. It was like early in the morning and I just had it on while I was making coffee and they were like getting ready for school.
Okay.
And they were like, what is that?
That's right. That's the appropriate response.
Yes, no. We did sit down as a family and watch Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows.
Is that that's the most recent one?
That's the most recent one with Bebop and Rocksteady.
Is it good? I heard that it was supposed to be good, but then the critics, the Rotten Tomato score is kind of shitty.
It's a children's movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's okay.
Yeah, that's exactly. It is a children's movie. Do not go into this expecting to see a movie for grown-ups. Don't expect it to be, you know, some sort of dark reimagining of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Expect it to be a movie aimed at children probably around the age of 10 or 11. Or maybe even younger. And enjoy your children enjoying this movie.
Oh.
That's my advice. Not that you would hate it. You would get some of the references, but don't expect don't expect too much out of it.
Right.
It's like, better than the first one, though.
Sounds like the Ghostbusters reboot.
The Ghostbusters reboot just wasn't funny. That was the problem with that.
Right. They beat up some ghosts pretty well, though.
I'm not talking about the end of the Ghostbusters movie. That was terrible. I'm not even a Ghostbusters apologist, and I did not like that movie.
Right. Who saw this classic bit of Japanese cinema?
That's me. I've never seen that before. I saw My Neighbor Totoro.
Mm-hmm.
We have movie night every Friday night here, so that's what Emmeline picked out to watch. And I checked to make sure that one was age appropriate.
Right.
And it was. That's a weird movie. There's a lot of kind of intense stuff going on for like as far as like a parent that could die at any moment.
Right.
Have you guys seen this movie?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Wombat, you have not.
Nope.
Okay. It's an excellent film, and my daughter liked watching it just because Totoro the monster is very cute. And the little girl was actually.
It has like a big thing in it, though, right?
A monster big thing. Yeah, Totoro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big fluffy monster thing.
Yeah, just really not much on the plot. Like, there's not a lot that's resolved over the course of an hour and a half of watching the movie.
Right.
Which I think it's very much, I think it's just a cultural difference there. Because I was like thinking the entire time, like, how would this movie be different if Disney would have made it? Because I have seen like Ponyo. Is that how you pronounce that?
Ponyo? I don't know. I forget that.
Yeah. It doesn't. We know what movie you're referring to.
Yeah. Ponyo. Which is Studio Ghibli's version of Little Mermaid, and it's just like way out there compared to like Disney's version of Little Mermaid.
Ponyo.
Yeah.
Porno.
But mm-hmm. But I don't know. I gave it a chance. I liked it. But at the same time, at the end, I was like, well, we did not really learn anything or have an emotional journey of any kind other than being worried that this parent was going to die the entire time.
No. The big payoff is the song at the end.
Oh, yeah. It's great. Yep. We were singing that.
Yeah.
She was very, she got up and started dancing to that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. Ta-da. Oh, yeah. And the, you know, and the cat bus.
Oh, man. The cat. Yeah. The cat bus is great as well. Totoro, what did you think about
Totoro?
Can we spoil this a little bit?
Totoro?
I don't know. Yeah.
I don't remember.
1988. I think you can spoil it.
Okay. Spoilers.
Do you remember a part where they are in a lake? They're just dredging a lake to see if they can find a body.
They are?
Yeah. Really odd like minute of this movie where one of the girls goes missing.
Oh. They were looking for her?
Yes.
That's dark. This guy's dark, I guess.
Pretty dark.
Don't watch Grave of the Fireflies. That's the one you want to be careful.
I think Kiki's Delivery Service is the next one.
Yeah.
That we'll watch.
Yep. I haven't seen that one, but I think you're good to go with that one.
I recommend Watership Down. That's real uplifting.
No.
It's cheerful fun for the whole family.
I watched the whatever episode.
In Chicago, the musical.
Right. That's next.
That's also great for the whole family.
How about Les Mis, Wombat Net, for the whole family? That's actually
okay. You know, we watch a lot of musicals. We're, you know, Sabrina's into the whole Broadway thing, so it's not uncommon to be on and around the house.
Tommy, do they know about Tommy?
They have not watched Tommy, although Tommy the movie is not so amazing. So
yes, whatever. It is, but it's not appropriate for children.
No, it is not appropriate for children. I've been trying to find. It's annoying because it's the kind of thing you think would be on Netflix or cable is Little Shop of Horrors.
I went and saw that this weekend.
Yeah.
It was one of our plays. That.
Wow.
Yep. It was very well done. Mm-hmm. No longer playing.
Damn.
Boo.
What else we got here? I watched the free episode of My Brother and Me, the CISO show.
Yeah, I watched that.
You did? Yep. Oh, I didn't know. Yep. You never mentioned that to me.
Sorry, I didn't know I had to tell you everything I watched.
I thought it was really funny and heartwarming.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. So it was all of those things. It was very well done. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I hope it does well for them. Those are three nice guys.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, I agree. At Young Wombat wants Wombat to give his thoughts on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
This week's episode was pretty crazy. They've done a really good job this season, generally speaking. You know, they had the whole Ghost Rider story arc in the first half of the year, which is pretty decent. It wasn't amazing, but it was good. And I liked that they used, you know, it doesn't really matter. They tied it into Doctor Strange in a good way with a book. And that has sort of led to this whole life model decoy storyline where anyone who is familiar with Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. comic books from really the late 60s through now might be familiar with the comic book concept, the life model decoy.
Life model decoy.
Yeah. Nick Fury uses them in place of himself. In situations that he thinks may be dangerous, because if you shoot him and it's just a robot, then it's just a robot. And it's what? Just it had been a running thing in comic books for about 40
basically think clones,
years.
Cheapy. Just
yeah.
So he has clones. Like a collection of robots of himself.
Yeah, Nick Fury in the comic books has a seemingly unlimited collection of clone robots of himself that he tends to send on missions when he thinks it's a suicide mission.
And the robot can talk like him and is basically him?
Yeah, you can't tell that it's not him.
What the fuck?
I don't know. Don't look at me. I have not been writing Nick Fury comics for 40 years.
Is he
50 years?
That seems like a cop out.
It is. It's a cop out thing that was used in the comic books for decades. Right, and you're right. That's why the storyline that they're doing now in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., they've sort of twisted this whole concept because they've just introduced the life model decoy as being a thing in this first in this half of the season. And how it's not just a cop out thing, and how they can't just introduce this and have it be a thing that everyone just accepts.
Yeah, that's gonna be tough.
So everything that you just said is basically what they've been exploring on this, and it's led to this really weird thing. And the last episode was just very cool.
Oh, okay, so, interesting.
Cool, like horror movie motif. With a good twist ending, and there won't be any new episodes until April, so I'm sort of bummed about that.
But what you're saying is they've explained that ridiculousness with Nick Fury's robots.
Yeah, his robot exactly.
Family and friends.
Yeah, like yeah, and they don't. It's not Nick Fury in this show, but yes, they basically were like, you know, the idea of if you're a comic book fan and they bring up Life Model Decoy, you expected it, at least I did, I expected it to be this sort of one and done thing, like, oh, they're going to introduce Life Model Decoys and they're just going to be a thing on the show now. And they didn't do that at all.
Right. So if Nick Fury has like a meeting that he doesn't really want to go to.
He sends robots, yes.
Or like a date that he doesn't really want to go to.
Robot. Yep. Robot.
That's too weird. That's too unrealistic.
And actually, there's a throwaway joke in Avengers Age of Ultron where when Tony Stark sees him in the barn, and he goes, is this you or is this a life model decoy?
Ah, great.
Mm-hmm.
See, I knew you knew a lot about this stuff.
I know enough about this stuff.
Too much.
A lot and enough are two different things.
How about read this, bitches?
Sure, what are you reading?
Not me. I'm not reading anything.
Oh, I finished Console Wars since the last episode.
Yes.
That ended sadly.
Right. Surprise.
I just started thinking, like, that book is really from the Sega perspective.
Yes.
I would like to read the same thing from the Nintendo's perspective and even more so from the Japanese perspective.
Of course. Yes. That would be the most interesting.
Right, just to see, like, because it's really a one-sided telling of the events.
Yeah,
it's,
for sure.
It's very well done. Like, it definitely captures that. But
well, yeah, and when they make the movie of this, the main character is going to be Tom Kalinske or whatever his last name was, the Sega mm-hmm. of America guy.
Right,
for sure.
Yeah, yeah. It'd just be interesting to just see, like, what was going on in the background of the Japanese side of things.
Drinking.
Which I doubt we'll ever know, but.
Bowing.
But and then I went off of that and I asked just Twitter for suggestions on what to read next. And one of the first ones people gave me was Salt, Sugar, Fat. Is this something that you have read, Cheapy? It seems like something you would read.
I read something else like that. But okay. I'm curious to hear about it.
It's interesting. It's of course about like the processed food industry in America, and all like the big companies, General Foods and Kraft and all those guys. But it's not written in a way that condemns any of it. It's just written in a way of how it came to be and the science kind of behind this and. Bliss Point, which is the where they fiddle around with the sugar and salt and fat until they get to the like the perfect combination that makes people want to keep eating it.
Ugh. Sounds depressing. Watch the depressing documentary.
Yeah. It's not totally depressing because it's not like I can listen to it while I'm eating a bag of chips.
right.
It's just like, oh, that's interesting.
It's working.
I now know why I keep eating these. But
crunch, crunch, yeah. Crunch.
Right. It's an interesting book. I don't like it as much as Console Wars just because the subject matter isn't as interesting to me. But I don't know. Something you might want to listen to, Chibi.
Or read. I get or confused. I thought this was a movie, and now I realize it's an audiobook and a regular
book. It's an audiobook. I have been taking advantage of all of the different like digital options my library provides me.
Shut up.
Yeah. You were telling me about that.
Yeah, there's this program called Hoopla that has like everything. Like if you...
I installed it.
Yeah, have you checked it out at all?
Yeah, it's like comics browser. Up the ass.
Right. It's all of the stuff that's on Amazon Comics, Comixology Unlimited. But it's more of it. It's like I was reading on Comixology Unlimited before. I read like the first two volumes of Saga. And then I was like waiting for them to put the third volume up there. I look on this app, this Hoopla app. They've got six volumes of Saga up there that I can just read digitally. And it's got all kinds of DC stuff in there too, which not great for me, but right. Like it looks like it has like everything but the Marvel stuff.
Cool. But mine, it said yeah. I can take out 5.
You can okay. My library lets me take out 10 a month. Mm. Wombats lets him wish he had Hoopla.
Hoopla. I got to complain to my librarian tomorrow.
Perfect.
Yep. I'll be in the library tomorrow. I have to go pick something up. So There you go. I'll be there. I'll be like, hey, while I'm here, what the fuck's your problem, you stupid whore bitches?
Whoa.
Is that too strong?
A little bit.
Should I turn it down a notch?
Just say it quieter. Right. In the library.
Hey, while I'm here. What the fuck is going on? Does that work?
Better.
Okay.
Oh, all right. How about a word from our friends at Harry's, Wombat?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Harry's was started by two guys, Jeff and Andy, who were fed up with being overcharged for razors. So they started their own razor company. And now they can offer you a great shave at a fair price. Zelda loves it.
I was going to say something.
She could use a shave. I got to be honest. I hope she doesn't want some of this Harry's money. You better keep down back there. These guys bought a factory in Germany that's been making razor blades for 100 years. And now they make their own high quality razor blades and they sell them to you for half price. Harry's razors include all kinds of great stuff like 5 German-engineered blades and other things. Right, Wombat?
A lubricating strip. Flex hinge for a comfortable glide. A trimmer blade for those hard-to-reach places, which is pretty awesome. A weighted ergonomic handle. I know a lot about weighted ergonomic things in your hand. All this for a $2 blade compared to the 4 or more you'll pay in the drugstore. I actually got complimented 2 days ago on the contours of my shaving. So
the sharp lines in your face, you're saying?
The sharp lines, because I'm going with a little bit of a bearded look, so I had to shave certain parts, and I got a lot of compliments on how good the lines were.
Are we going to see you on like those barbershop signs where it has like a number and like a headshot?
Yeah, I am officially number 11.
give me the 11.
Give me the 11.
Oh, man. Yeah, I love these Harry's blades. The new blades are really nice. I can get the that hair underneath my nose that's hard to get with that.
By the way, my wife just walked by and she wants to know, who was complimenting your face?
Did she look upset?
A little bit.
Hey, don't be jealous.
So there you go. You make your wife jealous, use Harry's.
Yeah. So Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their most popular trial set for free. It comes with a razor handle of your choice and a 5-blade cartridge and shaving gel. Free when you sign up. Just pay a small fee for shipping. Go to harrys.com/cadcast right now. Thank you,
right
Harry's.
Right now.
Now. Do it now. Everybody likes it. Nobody.
Harrys.com/cadcast now.
Now, not the now,
not the drop the now.
Drop your pants. Drop us as a sponsor.
What? Yeah.
How about new releases, Ship?
Sure. I know you have Halo Wars 2 because you won it in a contest?
I won it in a bare knuckle brawl. No, I won it in it's the weirdest thing. So this guy, Devin, you know Devin, right?
No.
Wombat, on Twitter. Is his name Devin? Okay. I think so.
I don't know.
Yeah, Devin. You know him.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Yeah.
So he sent me a message. He's like, he's like, do you have Fios or something? There's some sort of Fios contest where they're giving away Halo Wars 2. And he's like, I don't know a lot about it because it's weird. They're not giving really any, it's like the most secret contest ever. You basically have to just stumble across the ad on the, unless you heard about it through Twitter somehow, there's an ad on the dashboard. Of the Xbox, and I guess it only appears if you live in the New York area, but it comes up and you watch an ad, and the beginning of the ad says, in 30 seconds, we'll tell you if you've won Halo Wars 2 or not. So you watch the damn ad, and I watched it the first time, and it said, come back at 2 o'clock, we're giving away more Halo Wars 2. I come back at 2 o'clock, I watch the ad again, and boom, you win Halo Wars 2 Collector's Edition, or whatever, the $80 edition. So I was away.
Ultimate Edition.
Ultimate Edition, whatever. There's a lot of editions, as you know. So I haven't played it, but I've downloaded it. I was away in Florida, and I didn't download that to my dad's Xbox, because, I don't know, it seemed like that would be a tough game to learn without having my full attention. Right? Have you read any of the reviews or anything? Do you have any interest in Halo Wars 2?
I do. I was kind of bummed that I didn't win a copy, but I enjoyed the last one. I tried to, obviously it was like at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and you had to be home to watch it and I was working. So by the time I got home and looked at the ad, it was like, sorry, the contest is over, loser.
It was a weird fucking contest.
It was very strange. So yeah, I got lots of nothing. But I'm glad you got it.
Thanks, man. I feel like you're not that glad that I got it.
No, I think it's great that you won it.
Thanks. I'm going to let you know how it is next week. I'm excited to check it out.
Gee, thanks. That makes it all the better.
Content. This guy was complaining about content. And 1% am I made.
Yes, and now you get free games? How dare you?
Oh, God. Now I'm 0.5%. Sweet. Yeah. All right, what else we got here? It's got good reviews, right? Halo Wars?
Yeah, I don't know. I have
around an 80, I think, on Metacritic.
Oh, 80? Oh, yeah. It's trash then, from the garbage can. Never mind. No, I'm just kidding. That's a joke, by the way. Yeah. Calm down.
Trash in the trash can at an 80.
Now I'm excited to check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Moderately excited. What else?
Not a whole lot else. Berserk and the Band of the Hawk came out. That's another of those Dynasty Warriors style games.
Musou game?
Yeah. One of those set in the Berserk universe.
What's a Berserk universe?
That's Guts Rage. Good old Guts. You've played one of these games, Wombat.
Okay.
You know Berserk. The anime.
I believe you. I'm not saying you're wrong.
You played the other Musou game that was based upon this. You didn't. You played the other. I was getting it confused with what's that other one? Iron Fist or something?
Fist of the North Star.
Yes.
Yeah, that I've played. Okay, that I know.
Berserk. You may have played Guts Rage, which is on the Dreamcast.
It's possible.
No. He's like a demon hunter-y guy.
Okay.
Was fighting some of those plant people.
All right, then.
I played
Gungrave.
Malbogias like or
that?
Something?
Is it like Gungrave?
No.
No. That was a good game.
Sure. This is not that.
I know.
I don't. That's not to say that this isn't a good game. Let's see here. 72 on Metacritic. That's probably a good one of these type of games. Then.
Middle of the road.
I only play the original arcade Berserk. Anything else is just a ripoff.
I don't think that has anything to do with these games.
I will never find out. Anything else?
For your PlayStation VR cheapie.
Oh, goom, I'm listening. Where's my maid? Hold on, let me call my maid. Get her ready.
Right. Psychonauts.
Oh, wait. Slow down, Shipwreck. What is the name of your maid, cheapie?
What is the name of my maid?
Uh-huh. You have to call her in the room. What are you gonna what's her name?
Oh, no, she's not here. She doesn't live here. I don't have a maid.
I was waiting for you to say some wildly inappropriate name for your fictional maid.
No, do you know why? Because I'm not 27. If I was 27, I would have done that.
I called a whole bunch of fictional librarians whore bitches. Doesn't that count for something?
I doubt there's a lot of librarians listening to this show.
Especially fictional ones.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Hold on. What else?
Wall ball for the Wii U.
Ooh, Ty loves wall ball. They play that in the schoolyard. I just bought him a wall ball the other day. He was very excited about that.
Maybe buy him a Wii U and wall ball.
It's interesting. It was basically the same price. $1.50 or so, maybe. I wonder. We're not going to get a Wii U, though.
Now's the time. that's it for new releases. They are waiting for either a little bit later this week or next week when that Switch hits.
Damn. Should we just start talking about the Switch now since he said Switch?
Yeah. Does Nintendo know that that's next week?
Nope.
I think this is like a soft launch. I'm going to go with. Which, you know, is sort of what they're doing. I mean, it's not.
Yeah, no, that's definitely what they're doing by releasing in the spring.
And it gives them the flexibility to cut the price come Christmas time.
You think they're going to cut the price on this?
People ain't buying it. I think they're going to be.
They never cut the price on the Wii U.
Yeah, that was a problem. That was a big problem, not cutting that price. Mm-hmm. That hurt them big time. Price is the most important thing. So anyway, so now I guess a lot of reviewers have the Switch now, and an embargo must be up today. Some sort of embargo is up today because there's a lot of news seems to come out
today.
And then
today. The Zelda one comes up tomorrow. So when this is out, the Zelda embargo will probably be up as well.
Okay. So now these guys are allowed to talk about the hardware itself. And so there's a lot of information coming out about the Joy-Cons becoming disconnected or blocked from the Switch console. Have you guys watched the video? The video?
The Game Explain video?
Game Explain, yes.
Yeah, I watched it because I was curious because I would have connectivity issues with my Wii U controller. And this interests me greatly.
Okay.
On what was going on here. And it looked like, it's they're not supposed to be line of sight, the Joy-Cons, but it still seems like if you cover them up a little bit or get too far away, that you start getting like intermittent response. Like it doesn't disconnect, it didn't look like, but just it was laggy in the response.
It wasn't working properly, for sure.
Right.
Wombat, did you see that video, the Game Explain video?
No, I just listen to people, watch people talk about it. Okay.
I watched the video because I too wanted to see what this was all about. It seemed like people were making a big deal about it. The guy he's covering up the controller with his hand completely, and it loses its signal. Is that so surprising?
I don't know. Take your Xbox controller.
You can take an Xbox controller anywhere in your house.
Yeah, but it's
going to work.
It's much bigger.
No, it's not a TV. You're not talking about a TV remote. You're talking about a game controller.
It's a teeny little thing. How powerful do you think it's going to be?
They should have thought about that when they were making the console.
But why is that going to be an issue?
You with your Andre the Giant hands?
But
it's an issue because your
pointer fingers are going to keep that thing from working.
Yeah, people are reporting that that's happening to them just when it's in that little pseudo controller where you snap the grip.
Oh.
Where you snap both of them on there.
Oh, yeah. I was wondering about that. The block.
Because that's covering up some of the controller there.
It is.
And then you put your hand on the other half just to hold it. And I can see issues where if you have moderately to large size hands that you could get some connectivity issues with what they were showing.
I see.
Couple that with like it not having like a large range. Like I think somewhere, and I was reading somewhere in the 12 to 15 foot range is where people were really like it was disconnecting. And I don't know. It doesn't make me feel great about this.
People are going to be microwaving popcorn and it's going to fuck up the connectivity of the controllers while people are playing Zelda. Probably.
Yeah. I just know in my setup, like just where I normally sit, I'm about 10 feet away from the screen.
Sounds about right.
And I mean, that's getting close to that range where people are saying that this thing has a lot of issues.
Oh, they're saying that it can't even go 10 feet from the TV?
They're saying it gets worse as you get further away, obviously. But that if you get into that like 12 to 15 foot range.
And then you're using what do they call the brick that goes between the two controllers?
The grip. Or you could just be holding it. Like if you have big hands and gripping around that thing.
It looks painful. My hands hurt just even thinking about it. Forget about the connectivity.
But hopefully, I mean, the Pro Controller hopefully does not have any of these issues. It doesn't seem like.
Right. I hope not. It takes big batteries. Double A's. Maybe.
It just seems like there's a second revision of this thing coming sooner rather than later, right?
Of the whole thing?
Yeah. It just doesn't seem... There's so many like little things that don't seem like...
I'm waiting for like... I feel like there's going to be just the home version.
Well, that's what I've said is I think they need to have two different versions of this thing.
I think there'll be the home version that doesn't have the little screen and it'll cost a third of the price. And that'll be a thing.
I mean, just little things like I looked at the power cord today and I posted this on Twitter as well. But it looks like a 16-bit era power adapter. This thing is not friendly to like power strips or surge protectors. It's not super huge, but it's a box. It's not your traditional just like
plug-in. It's going to take up at least three slots on a power surge.
Yeah, two to three at the minimum. Mm-hmm.
get ready to get a lot of shit for that comment, Chip. I'm just telling you right now. People get
about
for complaining about the power supply.
But it's such a trivial little thing. But it's just a one example of like
it shows the lack of.
Design.
Attention to detail in the ergonomics of the console.
Or just the cheapness. It's cheaper to do that way. Like, that's why they didn't want to have like an inner cable like little box or whatever.
Right. They wanted a $90 dock. They just didn't want to put anything inside it except plastic.
Right. Well, and they have to have that adapter because it's got to be mobile, so you have to be able to... They want you to be able to take that cable with you. But who is getting... Who is unplugging that cable from their dock? Like, that's not what's going to happen. People are going to buy another cable. It's USB-C, so you should be able to just plug this thing into anything and charge it. So why does the cable that comes with it and the official one that they're selling, why is it such a bad design?
Because it's cheap and they can maximize profit.
Right. Stop doing this.
That's the cheapest one they can get from China and sell it to you for $30 probably. But it comes with the console, right?
The most frustrating thing about Nintendo is that they want to have this high quality product, but then they cut corners like that. And then I just don't think, frankly, that they have as good of design engineers as what like Xbox and PlayStation have. They're still designing it like it's a toy and that these little things don't make a difference.
Like not having virtual console available at launch? Not having online available.
That sucks, but it's not unexpected.
No online at launch.
Not having enough memory in the console.
That's another great example. Like
I just saw that. What the fuck? I read that.
Let's release a console that doesn't have enough memory to play the games for the console.
Well, that's not to play the games, but not be able to download a game, like some of the games. If you want to go download only, it has enough memory. It has enough storage. If you buy the cartridge, it doesn't matter. But if you want to download games like a normal person might want to do in 2017, you wouldn't be able to download Dragon Quest Heroes if it came out in America because it's 32 gigs and the console doesn't give you that much free space, which is just crazy. 32 gigs? I mean, how do you excuse that? And the price is really, it's not competitive with Xbox One or PlayStation. At all.
The other side of it, sure, you can go buy memory cards and expand the memory. But, okay, well, why do I want to do that? Like, that's not something I want to have to do.
Well, if you're going to do that, you might as well just buy the game on the cartridge because it's the same size as a memory card.
It just frustrates me. Like, I just see so many little things. And again, like, so they make... They make this like operational in that kickstand mode, but you can't plug it in while it's in that kickstand mode because the plug of this thing is on the bottom of the
tablet. What?
Yeah, you can't plug it in because it wouldn't sit. Your cable would be sitting there.
So
third parties are selling stands that you can then.
Oh my god! Well, they're happy,
right?
And Nintendo's happy because they get it. They get a cut of that too.
And I could fix that issue very quickly, like with the design flaw. You just make it so that connector is a little bit further into the plastic on the tablet, and then you're good all the way around. It still works when you stick it in the dock.
That's so weird. But look, they must know that they could that's a problem, right?
That's
easily fixed. That can't be. I mean, come on. This is 2017. These companies, there's billions of dollars at stake here. These companies do a lot of research and have engineers. That's crazy. It seems like, you know, the Switch is a really it's priced at a premium. It's priced as like Apple would price their, people think Apple prices their products. But you're paying a lot of money. And if you actually want a real controller, you got to lay out another $70. You're well over $400 before you have this thing and one game and a normal controller. I mean, these Xbox One S's and PlayStation 4s are going to be dirt cheap by Christmas. They're dirt cheap now. It's going to be pretty weird to see how this thing goes. I don't know. I'm not optimistic, is basically what I'm saying from what I've heard so far.
Hopefully they can fix this Joy-Con thing somehow, but I don't see how without putting out new hardware. Well, that doesn't seem like a firmware fix. That seems like when Apple had that problem where their antenna wasn't working because the human hand was touching the phone.
But yeah, that was pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, this seems about to that level on these things.
Wow. Now I'm worried for Nintendo. I hope it doesn't come to that, like this becomes a widespread issue.
Well, they could turn around a redesign of this pretty quickly. I was looking at the DS because I remember that first DS they put out that was just not good.
Yes.
Like the screens were dark and it had that weird shape to it. Like what? I don't even know what to call that thing. Like, I had a bunch of trapezoids put together. Like, I have no idea how they came up with that shape.
Right. Brick, I think.
And then the buttons were, like, super small, and they didn't feel good on those first DSs.
Hmm.
They didn't have enough play to them or anything. And then, like, a year and a half later, they came out with the DS Lite, which was amazing. That was, like, a great form factor. It felt good. It later had the cracking of the hinges problem.
It did, but it looked good.
But it looked good. And
it looked
and,
premium. It looked like a premium product. It looked in white. It looked like an Apple product.
I think we're going to get some new Switches here sometime soon.
Bum bum.
There's just too many little things that could be fixed that aren't quite right on this. But it plays Zelda. I'm looking forward to playing Zelda next week.
Yes, so am I. We can agree on that. I'm not really looking forward to hooking up another thing to my TV.
You don't have to.
No, but I want to play it on my TV. I don't want to look at a little screen. I'm not bringing this thing with me anywhere, pretty much. I'll have my butler do that. You know, it's too big for me.
You're not jumping on board, huh? You're waiting for Rev 2?
If I wait that long. If I wait, general, like if I jump on.
If you ever get there, I think is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, that's where I'm going. Yeah. I'm not that excited. It's not that I don't like Nintendo. I like Nintendo just fine, maybe more than most. I don't know. Lately, I've just been. Every time it's like, oh, you should play this. I'm like, but this is coming out for the console I already have. So I'd rather have that, at least right now. And even then, I'm still waiting for most things. I'm still waiting for Resident Evil to drop.
How many big name games are coming out for the other consoles as this thing launches?
I mean, you have that. What's that? The game that's coming out next week for the Horizon.
Right.
Horizon comes out on Tuesday.
It's supposed to be amazing.
And I've heard from some reliable sources that game is amazing and maybe better than the Zelda game that's coming out. You know, around the same time. It just doesn't have the name.
Oh, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised by that. I haven't watched any reviews or anything, but I saw the people were really excited about it, and the scores were good. I want to be surprised.
Yeah, which is understandable, but you know,
that's next week, right?
Yes, but that's just anecdotal stories that I've heard from people that have played both, and you know, whatever. You can take that with a grain of salt. Everyone's opinion is their opinion, but I'm not getting either that game or the console. But I did pre-order Mass Effect already, so as far as I'm concerned, I've bought something for March.
That should keep you busy.
That's what I mean. Exactly. I bought something for March that's going to keep me busy, and Mass Effect at this point in my life is as big a franchise for me as Zelda is.
Yeah, I'm going to get that Horizon game and Mass Effect, and we're good to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly. And Zelda. And I got fucking Zelda.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're getting Zelda as well.
Fuck, too
much. And you're getting Zelda. You're getting all three. You have all three to look forward to.
And
like a jerk, you use that Halo Wars code instead of offering it to me. Thanks a lot.
Oh, right. Whatever.
You're never going to play that game.
I'm gonna rent it out. I'll invite people over for a fee.
You'll invite people over for... You can play the game $5 an hour. But yes.
$10. Come on.
$10 an hour, yes.
What do you think this is, a charity?
The battery life, too, apparently is 2.5 hours for Zelda.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
That sounds like Rev 2 should have a better battery as well.
Sweet.
Just another thing.
I'll wait for Rev 2.
To throw onto the Rev 2. Because I think Rev 2 could be great. I think it's within reach. I just don't think this version seems not ready yet.
Well, when you're complaining about your Switch, I'll be playing Mass Effect.
I'll be playing that as well.
I know. I know you're getting that too. We're all getting it.
Right.
Am I the only one that's pre-ordered it though so far?
No, I pre-ordered it. I pre-ordered it the same time I pre-ordered Horizon.
You guys are going Xbox on Mass Effect?
I did, yeah.
I did, yes.
When is Scorpio coming out?
My next thing was, okay, when Scorpio comes out, is this going to be another Mass Effect thing where saves carry over between Mass Effect?
Oh, shit. Can't I log in with my Origin account? Just suck it up that way.
I don't know if this game has that. I think this just might be.
It's a MOBA now, right?
Yeah, the new Mass Effect is a MOBA.
Good.
No, I know it's a fresh start, but I'm saying the one after this, the one that would come out on Scorpio.
Yeah, I got
I see what you're saying. One that wouldn't be compatible with the Xbox One, whatever Mass Effect 5 is going to be. You're way ahead of me on here.
Forget it.
I'm thinking of a Mass Effect, the next one after this. Always think ahead, Wombat.
Yeah, I don't think that far ahead in advance.
Switch Rift.
I got it because I got it on the Xbox because I had credit that was about to expire.
Yes, that is something that happens.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, and I think you don't. Don't I get to play it a couple of days early?
Five.
Yep.
5 days early, so
10 hours suck worth. It. That is good. Suck it. That is a good feature.
Mm-hmm.
Are we done with Nintendo?
Are they going to ship enough to meet demand?
Oh, yeah. Somebody, Unhip Josh asks, will Nintendo ship enough? Yes. I think they must
close.
Know.
Well, I think they'll be close, right?
I don't know.
Not everybody's going to get one.
Right. It shouldn't but be as, it's not going to be like the NES Classic, but
right.
You'll be able to, you know, they probably pop up a little bit now and then.
And if you don't get one at launch, these will definitely, they're going to get them back in the stores pretty quickly. You're not going to be waiting.
Is people going to return them, you're saying?
Well, no. Well, there might be ones that aren't selling on eBay that people return, but.
People with giant hands. I'm
saying that Nintendo is going to ship more of these very quickly.
I watched that Game Explain video, and to me, it looked like nothing. Who's going to have that problem? The guy was like struggling to get both hands around the fucking thing so he could make the controller not work. Or he was putting it behind his back.
The reason he was doing it, though, was because people were having the problem just playing it normally. So he was trying to recreate it and figure out what the issue was.
But maybe that wasn't the issue. Who was doing that? Nobody's playing like that.
Well, I think he was just showing that if there's some kind of thing blocking the signal.
Oh, like the block thing that I already forgot.
Like the block or hands or charge block. Whatever else is going on in your room.
Can't they just put like mirrors inside the joy block thing to shoot?
Yeah, I think mirrors and then lasers.
Magnets too to pull and push the signal. That would be good. So Mad Cats is going to figure this out. Hori. Somebody. Nyko. I mean. They had the VR wristbands. They're going to come up with a solution for this. Come on. All right. What else we got here? Anything? Are we in the CAG bag? I think we're in the CAG bag.
I think we're in the CAG bag. Yeah. There's nothing else to talk about.
Okay. Let's do this. I have this one CAG bag that I didn't even put on the outline. It's not. It's an anecdotal story. About the GameStop Circle of Life program.
I saw that. Yes, read it. It's a good story.
Yeah. He said he basically went in to a GameStop with his girlfriend to buy Hitman, the new Hitman Year One Edition, to get a new – he went to buy a new copy. And the guy at the counter is like, oh, you want a used version? And he said, no, just get me the new one. And he could tell that the guy was getting pretty annoyed about the whole situation. And then he comes back, from the storeroom with nothing. And he says, are you sure you really want that game? It's not a good deal. And he knew about this whole Circle of Life shit. So he knew what to sort of expect. And the guy was basically trying to talk him out of buying the game. And the guy's actively saying, you know, you should really just buy the game next year. It'll be a better deal. And no, I want it now. I want it now. He's like, I don't know if I have it new. Well, fine. Do you have it used? Nope, sold out. Well, can you double check for the new one? It just came out. I don't think it's, you know, people are rushing the stores for them. And he heard the guy say fuck underneath his breath. That's how much pressure these guys are under. The guys are like, they can't, it's fucking with their mental health. And then the guy goes on to say that, you know, his girlfriend thought the whole situation was completely bizarre. So he had to explain the whole stupid Circle of Life thing to her. And then later, the next day, himself and two of his coworkers go back to the store. They check to see if they have PS4 Pros in stock by checking the website. And it says they do. They go back to the store and they ask to buy 3 PS4 Pros, brand new ones. One for each of them. And he said, like, the look on the guys' faces, the clerks on the face. I mean, that's really, like, torture. That's actually, you know, you shouldn't condone this type of behavior. It's cruel to do this to these to the poor clerks. I mean, it was all fun and games, I guess, at the moment, but you know, these guys' livelihoods on the line, sort of toying with them. But they basically refused to sell these guys the PS4 Pros. They said they didn't have any and they sent them on their way. What a shitty situation.
Mm-hmm.
God damn it.
Don't shop there anymore. That's my advice. Maybe they'll change. Maybe they'll just rebrand the whole thing as Think Geek Stores and get rid of games altogether.
I told Mrs. Cheapy about this, and she just asked me. I was telling her about this this guy's story. And Mrs. Cheapy asked me if GameStop ever put out any sort of press release or, you know, response to this, because it was a big story and it got out there. And they didn't, right? They never did a damn thing.
Mm-mm. Nope, and they won't. They don't have to.
What could they do? They
this
could,
isn't
though.
True.
Well,
this
they
isn't
should.
True. Yeah, they totally should.
It certainly couldn't hurt them.
Yeah.
No, you know, I mean, it's something to get them in the news, and it's something positive. You know, like, hey, we're really all about the customer now. Forget about the old GameStop.
Where this we isn't didn't... your this isn't your grandpa's GameStop.
This isn't last week's GameStop where we didn't want to sell you the $400 consoles. This is the all new GameStop where we'll actually sell you the items that we have in the store and be happy about it, because we don't torture our employees by giving them some ridiculous quotas. It's pretty fucking bizarre. I feel uncomfortable going in there, unless you're buying something used. Who wants to go into a store like that? So bizarre. They need to hire Batship Industries. Sort this all out. All right. I think that's
right
it.
On that.
I think that's it okay. For the CAG bag for today. That was a long story.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm tired.
Okay, let's go to bed.
All right, let's go to bed. Not all together, but
in our
own beds. I'm excited to sleep in my own bed tonight.
Me too. It's clean sheet day. That always makes me happy.
Oh, yeah? Your maid came in, mm-hmm. washed your sheets?
Yep. Maid was here today.
Sweet. Wombat actually has a maid. Why don't you yell at Wombat?
She lives in the basement.
You do have a maid, though, don't you?
Her name is Rosie.
He's deflecting.
I am deflecting.
He has a robot butler also. Robutler.
I was just about to say that, jerk.
Do you know? We've talked about Robutler before, haven't we?
I'm sure we have. Was that the inflatable one?
No, Robutler was the thing that people rented out for their bar mitzvahs. It was a big robot that some guy controlled with a big remote control, and he would hide somewhere, like in a truck or like backstage, but you know, in the kitchen or something. And you would give Robutler a list of all the party guests and like a little joke about them. And when, you know, the guy would, you know, make the joke when he would see Uncle Charlie, you know, say some crack about Uncle Charlie's drinking problem or something.
I was like, how's the drinking, Uncle Charlie?
Right. But it was a big deal. I mean, that wasn't cheap. If you had Robutler at your bar mitzvah, I mean, that was, you know.
I did not have Robutler at my bar mitzvah.
I didn't either. But I went to a few bar mitzvahs that had him. It's very exciting. You know, it's not easy to find pictures of Robutler on the internet. It's very rare. And it's not easy to find something on the internet that you can't find on the internet. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
He's one of those internet rarities.
Mm-hmm.
We need a video of Robutler. Anyway, where were we? We're ending the show.
We're trying.
Follow us on Twitter at TBD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, at Video Game Deals. Of course, go to harrys.com/cagcast. And of course, what else? Did he do a new Uninformed Opinions?
Nope.
Well, in that case, download Christian Spicer's new comedy album.
Sure.
We're All Gonna Die. It's funny. Did I talk about that one?
Yes, you did.
Good.
But it doesn't mean you shouldn't again.
I listened to the whole thing. It was funny. All right. Well, we'll see you next week.
Bread's done.
It's Fortress Maximus.
Fortress Maximus!
The colossal headmaster Autobot City.
Look! The Terracons are attacking!
Transform Fortress Maximus!
Headmaster Transformers!
From city to battle station!
Formers form at its
Terracons form above us and destroy Fortress Maximus!
But Fortress Fortress Maximus transforms again, this time into a robot so humongous a separate robot becomes its head.
Its power's awesome!
The Transformers!
From Hasbro.